Glad you're born again. Say amen. Glad to be in church. Say amen. You're glad for a man of God that will stand by you, that will preach the book to you, and preach the word of God to your heart, and without apology, say amen. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 2, we'll be preaching on honest. The Bible says, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. I want to read that one more time. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. We'll be preaching on honesty. Aren't you glad for a preacher that will stand up and that will be honest to you, whether it hurts you or not? You know, there's so many people here in this world today that they want to hear what they want to hear, but aren't you glad that your pastor will stand up and tell you what you need to hear, whether if it hurts your feelings or not? There have been times, I thank God for that my pastors, thank God, they will tell me the truth out of love. They will tell me what I needed to hear. And I do thank God for that they will tell me the truth and it hurts. But that's good, because you don't want a preacher to lie to you. And because your pastor cares for you, wants you to grow in the Lord, wants you to serve the Lord, wants you to serve the Lord with your family, and wants you to come to church when the church doors are always open and be ready to hear from God's man and hear from the word of God what thus saith the Lord out of the King James Bible. Amen. And I'm so glad that we have a pastor that like that. I thank God for the both of y'all. I really do. And I'm gonna be by y'all till Jesus comes. Amen. Amen. Hey, Preacher Rochester's been here 4 years. He was 41 years old. If he's here till he's 91, thank God. I'm going to stand by you, preacher. And if you're here, you're over 100, I'm going to stand by you too. Amen. I mean that. I really mean that. Wouldn't it be a blessing if these two standing in the pulpit, still mounting the pulpit, preaching what thus saith the Lord out of the King James Bible, what thus saith the Lord with the power of God on them? I'm praying if that happens, I'll say thank you, Lord, for keeping these men here. But we're going to keep on going until Jesus comes. So be honest with your pastor. He's going to be honest to you. He's going to love you. And he does love you. And he's going to be there for you. I got 3 minutes. And he's going to be there for you till Jesus comes. And so just be ready, because when we come to church, I mean, we're going to have a man of God in this pulpit. Amen. That's going to stand by the word of God. That's going to preach the King James Bible. We ain't going to have someone come in here and preach out of an NIV and preach a false doctrine. That ain't going to happen, because I know these two men of God. I know their convictions. I know where they stand. Amen. They got men of God who they're friends with that preach out of the King James Bible with the same faith. Amen. The same baptism. The one Lord. The one faith. The one baptism. I don't have to worry about that. I know when a man of God's going to be in this pulpit, I know what he's going to be preaching out of. Amen. And we're going to grow in the Lord. We're going to go with God. There ain't no other way. And so I appreciate y'all. And I do. I love y'all. I mean, I appreciate y'all for impacting my life, investing in my life, loving me, and just being not just my pastors, but my friends. That will tell me the truth, because they've told me things that I didn't want to hear, but they told me because they loved me, and I thank God for that. I'm glad that we have an honest preacher. I remember Preacher Rod made the statement, I am a preacher, but I'm an honest preacher. He ain't perfect. That's why he's honest. There ain't none of us perfect, but I'm glad he's honest, not putting himself above anybody, but he is above us. But not above God, but he's above us. That's why God put an under-shepherd in charge of the flock of God. Stand by him. Love him. give them a hug after church and tell them that you appreciate them. God, I bless you.